Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. You've heard of Shock and Awe. This is Shock and Art. And when are they the same and when are they different? We'll find out with a man who thinks about such things. That's coming up next. But first, let's get some news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Al-Qaeda's number two man follows online message boards, and now he's replying in a new audio tape, that is. Ayman al-Zawahiri is answering questions posed to him on an extremist website. Adele Gavlak has the story from Amman Jordan.
The authenticity of the audio tape posted on an Islamic website could not be immediately confirmed. It's believed to be the second time that Ayman al-Zawahiri answered the more than 900 questions submitted on extremist internet sites by Al-Qaeda supporters, critics, and journalists in December. Al-Qaeda's number two, Zawahiri, said that any country which has joined what he called the aggression on Muslims must be deterred in response to a question on whether the terror group still had plans to attack countries involved in the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Asked if there were any women in Al-Qaeda, the terror leader answered simply, no.
Dale Gavlak reporting from Amman, Jordan. Soldiers and their families won't like it, but the Pentagon says it has to continue the unpopular practice called stop loss. Basically, that's where the Army makes you stay in even after the contract is over. Critics call it a backdoor draft. A top general said yesterday he hopes to stop the practice in the fall of 2009. He says more than 12,000 soldiers are currently serving under stop loss. We're going to have more on some other surprising challenges to the military in our next hour. New Mexico firefighters are hard at work. A wildfire has been tearing through the center of the state. It torched several homes and buildings. So far, no injuries reported. Nearly 400 people are fighting the blaze. Another smaller fire in the south of the state is now under control. Food prices are skyrocketing and people are starving. The UN warns that refugees are likely to suffer most. Lisa Schlein has the story from Geneva.
UN High Commissioner Antonio Guterres says many people who are displaced by violence and conflict in their own countries flee to urban areas, and poor people in cities suffer most from high food prices. He calls this a potentially dangerous situation.
Rising food prices, extreme poverty are generating instability, confrontations, and they themselves help to trigger war and conflict that generate more displacement.
World prices for rice, wheat, and other staple crops have soared to unprecedented heights in recent months. Skyrocketing prices are causing social unrest around the world. Riots have broken out in a number of countries, including Haiti, Egypt, and Senegal.
Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. Do you like to travel with your pet? It may not be happy if you have to go through LAX. Los Angeles International Airport may soon require all pets to be caged, even while in the airport waiting area. It's a new rule going through city council. The police want pets behind bars. They're worried that roaming animals will distract bomb and drug-sniffing dogs. That is the news for the moment. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mark.